So for anyone trying to navigate through the unemployment claim system under the Inslee administration, it's been a total nightmare. Tens of thousands of folks still haven't gotten anything resolved. And unfortunately, my next guest is living this nightmare in Tacoma. Hannah was scheduled to start a new job at a salon on March 23rd, but of course they were closed down under the stay-at-home order. And they're not expected to reopen until at least early June. And that's fingers crossed. Which leaves Hannah right now in a really tough spot. The Washington Employment Security Department doesn't seem to be helping her at all, and she joins me now to tell her story. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jason.
So you find yourself in a little bit of an unusual situation because of the way you're going about unemployment. You left a job, and you were going to start a job during the stay-at-home order. So take us through this nightmare over the course of the last several weeks.
Yeah, I was supposed to start at a salon on March 23rd, and because of the stay-at-home order, everything has been closed down. So unfortunately, I was never able to actually attend my job. I have tried to file for unemployment. I submit weekly claims. I call dozens of times a day, and I cannot get through to anyone to figure out what is going on.
So as of right now, do you even know the status of your file?
No. I know that I was given an automatic denial response, and then I was told that I have to go through an appeals process and set up a hearing because the option that I selected for my unemployment was not legitimate, I guess, even though it was one of the many options that they gave you on the website.
What was the option that you submitted?
That I was scheduled to start a job but no longer have a job, or I am unable to reach the job as a direct result of the COVID-19 public health emergency.
Okay.
That's
so,
a direct quote.
So you didn't lie. You were telling the truth, and it's the exact position that you find yourself in. And when they denied your claim, what did they say?
They said that everyone was going to receive an automatic denial claim. It was on the website that you're going to see this message, and everyone's in the same boat as you, so don't worry. But I still have not gotten any clarification or an answer, and it's been over 8 weeks.
8 weeks? Oh, my gosh. Have you? What's it been like trying to get a human being on a phone or someone to respond to an email?
I cannot get anyone to answer a phone call or an email. And I also received an email yesterday, like an automatic email, saying that I cannot call the office for the next week because they're trying to call other people back.
Okay, I'm assuming, or at least I should say, I'm hoping you're on that list of people to call back. Do you have any hope that you are?
I hope every day. I even checked the mail before we talked just to see if I got a letter, and I have nothing. So.
Oh my gosh. So what's it been like?
Well, luckily enough, my husband still is able to work, so we have his income, but we're definitely... We've had to change how we, you know, live because without my second income, it's just definitely different. And it's been difficult, but I know that there are people in a far worse position than I am, so I don't want to say it's terrible, but it's definitely frustrating.
Well, yeah, it's definitely frustrating. And for anyone, even during a pandemic or not, to go from a two-income household to a one-income household, that's going to be stressful financially. How much longer... Can you guys realistically go without the second income? I mean, how imminent is sort of not financial ruin, but things getting even more nervous for you?
Yeah, I mean, probably another couple weeks. And, you know, maybe I go to the grocery store and stock shelves for a bit or something of that nature. You know, just something to kind of help pick up the weight of what I'm missing.
Yeah. I mean, are you how close are you to deciding to do that?
I would say if something doesn't happen within, you know, me supposed to go back June 1st, then it might be looking at some other options until the salons can reopen.
Yeah. Just joining us, we're talking with Hannah from Tacoma. She is in this living nightmare trying to deal with the Washington Employment Security Department just to get her claim resolved. She was given an automatic rejection, even though she would very clearly qualify for for unemployment. This apparently was a problem with the system that was rejecting everybody. And now 8 weeks later, despite calls, despite emails, it's been radio silence from the department. You know, Governor Jay Inslee is out there talking about how much he cares about every Washingtonian and he wants to protect people from the coronavirus. And yet I don't really hear any sense of urgency in tackling this issue. How do you think Inslee is handling the situation?
You know, I don't know. I know that it's a crazy time for everyone and that the unemployment office is very busy, but I mean, I'm a citizen of this state and I have not gotten any response or anything. So I feel like, you know, where are you now? I'm a taxpaying citizen. I have tried to help out and do whatever I can for this state, but I'm not seeing anything in return. And it's just, like I said so many times, it's just frustrating. I wish that he would make it a priority to make sure that the people who are applying for unemployment because we need it, that we get it.
Well, what's especially frustrating is this was foreseeable. He closed down entire industries. He told people to stay at home. He told businesses to close down. And it doesn't seem like they were prepared for the people to like submit a claim, which they had to assume would happen.
Go ahead. Well, and I'm just saying, like, he continues to push for the stay-at-home order. He needs to make sure that, you know, people who cannot go to work are receiving some kind of compensation.
100%. This is not your fault. This is not anyone's fault that the governor decided to make this call. And it was the right call, I believe, early on. I don't think it's the right call anymore. I think he's dragging his feet here. There are significant implications as it comes to the economy, not just for the state, but for the finances of people like you. It's driving me nuts that you're in this position because it's one of those things that we literally can't do anything except shine a giant spotlight on the incompetence of this department so that maybe, just maybe, they feel enough shame and embarrassment that they'll get their act together and not just respond to you, although Hannah, of course, we want her at the top of the list now because she's a listener of the show, but there are tens of thousands of other people who are in the exact same position as you. And, you know, you say you're 2 weeks away from having to make some very serious decisions about, you know, your economic well-being. We wish you the best of luck. Have you contacted any of your state representatives at all?
I have not, but I'm going to be doing that next.
You will be doing that next, and you're going to let us know exactly what they say, who you contact, and make sure that they know, because I don't know who your state representative is, make sure you know that we've got your back, and if they blow you off, if they give you some form letter, send it directly to me, and we're going to get on the show, and we're going to shine a giant spotlight on their inaction as well. Hannah, best of luck in all of this. I feel for you guys so much. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Jason Rancho. When we come back, we're going to dive into the big local. It looks like things are going to come back to relative normalcy at Wazoo. We'll tell you how when we come back.